This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello and welcome to what is sort of the 95th episode of this podcast, depending on how you're counting, depending on where you're looking. It is either much higher than that or much lower. Numbers don't really mean anything. Isn't that fun? If you were listening to the previous episode, which may or may not be the 94th episode, and you listened all the way to the end, you would have heard that I promised this week I was going to give you another of my driving music episodes. And when I say driving music episodes, I mean one of the episodes where I don't actually have music from driving games, but I pick music from other genres that I think reminds me of certain driving scenarios. The first one I did was called Moonlight Drive, and it was kind of inspired by music that reminded me of driving through the city at night in the way that the Toad's Turnpike theme from Mario Kart 64 did. And it was one of my earlier episodes. I'll link to it in the show notes. I think it actually holds up pretty well. Earlier this year, I did a follow-up to it with Afternoon Drive, which was music that had a lighter, more mellow, happy sound and reminded me of driving in the daytime, but in non-terrible conditions. As you may know, I live in Los Angeles and driving is not fun here. I'll actually go out of my way to not drive. But even with my hatred of driving, I have to admit that there are certain situations where you're driving and what's going on and the natural beauty you're going through kind of all line up perfectly, and it can actually be a peaceful, beautiful thing. This episode is Sunset Drive. That's at least what I promised last episode, and then as it came closer to deadline time, I realized, oh, that's actually sort of hard and maybe a more poorly defined concept than I realized when I promised it. But as you saw when you clicked on this episode, it's called Sunset Drive. So this is what you're going to get basically. The track that opened this episode is titled Silent Gravity, and it's from the arcade version of the video game Bloody Roar, composed by Atsuhiro Motoyama and Kenichi Koyano. If you heard that and you're like, how does that say sunset? I'm going to say, you know, you're just going to have to go with me on this. I promise it'll all sound good, but this became sort of more of a concept than I realized, so here's what happened. What does sunset sound like? I thought sunset might be... Sunset is actually kind of a very brief amount of time in the day when the sky gets all red and pretty and things maybe slow down a little bit. And even if you're keeping your eyes on the road, you maybe have to notice how this world can occasionally be kind of beautiful. So you're going to hear music that sounds like that. There's a sexy ambiance to it. It is relaxing and peaceful and beautiful, but when I made the original track list, I realized that I was including sunset-seeming songs that I didn't actually love. And I make a rule, pretty much the only rule in this podcast, is that I don't play music I don't like. And I decided to go in a different direction. This episode is actually going to tell a little bit of a story. Just as every day there's a bit of anticipation before sunset comes, you're going to have to wait to hear the sunset music. You're going to start off as if you were driving and the sun's still higher in the sky, and as you get closer, you're going to get closer to the sunset. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm dividing this episode into three groups. The first group is getting closer to the end of the day, but starting out when it's still blue skies and busy traffic. In addition to the Moonlight Drive, Afternoon Drive, Sunset Drive trilogy, there's also an episode I did called Race Till Your Death, or Don't, which is more traditional racing music, like something that sounds kind of more high energy, as if you were in a racing stage and you're jockeying for a position and there's a time limit and all that stuff. But again, it was all music that sounds like this but doesn't actually come from racing games. Starting out, it's actually going to sound a little bit more like that. There's going to be more energy and urgency to it. And then as that block goes along, that's going to fade away to more peaceful stuff. It's going to slow down and become calmer and more beautiful in the second block, which is the actual sunset block. And then what comes after sunset? Nighttime. So segueing out from the sunset group of songs, you're going to get night music. It's going to sound a lot more like Midnight Drive, because I guess in the narrative that I'm making, you're driving into the city at night and it's getting more and more urban as you get towards the end of the episode. Does that really make sense? I don't know. But this is just what you're getting. I promise that the music will be really good. So that means we're going to start out with the first block of songs, which is the sun is still high in the sky, but getting close to sunset block of music. All of which I think actually sound happy enough, but there's a driving sense of urgency, no pun intended, that slowly dissipates over these five songs that I'm going to play for you. First is a track titled Wormland, and it is much nicer sounding than that title would have you believe, from the Super NES version of Super Turrican 2, composed by Chris Holzbeck. Second is Seeking the Holy Sword, which is actually from Sword of Mana, composed by Kenji Ito. Sword of Mana is the Game Boy Advance remake of the first Secret of Mana game, which was released here as Final Fantasy Adventure, and really could not have less to do with any sort of driving scenario, but makes sense to me. Third actually comes from another fantasy set game, Golden Axe 3, a Genesis title. The track is Cursed City, and it's composed by Naofumi Hataya and Tatsuyuki Maeda. But as always, I'm asking you to ignore the fantasy setting and just kind of listen to what the music might be doing when stripped of the artist's actual intentions, and imagine that I'm right, saying that it sounds like driving music. Fourth, it is titled City from Sonic Blast Man 2, composed by Naoto Yagashita. And then, as we're getting closest to sunset, we have Thundercloud from the game UN Squadron. This is the arcade version of that title, composed by the great Manami Matsumai. I think by this point you're actually going to hear how it's calming down a little bit, and this one, this fifth track, is actually a strikingly beautiful piece of music. We'll be right back. The sun is setting. Traffic is cleared up just enough that you can afford to look off to the side and see what the sunset looks like. And even though you're driving, even though you're headed into the city, you feel a remarkable sense of calm. There's a definite theme to the genre of video game that I'm pulling from for this section of it. You might be a little surprised, or maybe not if you're familiar with it. First up in this set of relaxing sunset tracks is the evocatively titled BGM 4 from Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf, composed by Tokuhiko Uwabo. This is a beautiful track, and if you're wondering what the hell it's doing in a golf game, hold on to that one. I'm going to maybe make its origins seem a little less strange in a moment. Second, we have Staff Roll from Super Final Match Tennis, composed by Takamitsu Kajikawa. Third is Beach Sunset from the game Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel, the Super NES version, composed by a guy named Rick Fox, who I'm guessing is not the famous Rick Fox. I don't know if people remember Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel, but it was actually a spinoff to the Aerial the Acrobat games, where you played a bat who was an acrobat. Get it? And that series on its own is apparently popular enough that it got a spinoff about a squirrel who I'm pretty sure is a ninja or something based on that name. Regardless of that, the track is really nice, and maybe it's a little on the nose that it actually has the word sunset in the title, but here you go anyway. Fourth is the credits theme to Fatal Fury 2, although this is not the Neo Geo version. This is the PC Engine port of that game, composed by SNK Sound Team. It's a beautiful composition, and one that I'll bet a lot of people who've actually played Fatal Fury 2 have never actually heard. Fifth, Sound Test Number 10. I know, great name. From ATP Tour Championship Tennis, composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto. Not being a person that played a lot of sports games back in the day, I'm impressed how great and beautiful and evocative this composition is. And then you're actually getting a sixth track in this block. The last one is called Your Sunset, is the customization theme from Tekken Tag Team Tournament 2, tongue twister, composed by Taku Inoue. Enjoy the sunset. Enjoy this moment. Keep your eyes on the road, I guess. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that. The sun has now dipped below the horizon, but there's still that thing where you can see the last glimpse of light in the sky. And on the horizon, you see your destination, which is a big city that you're very soon going to be going into. Again, any of these tracks would have been perfectly at home on the Moonlight Drive episode, but they're here, so enjoy them now. First, you're getting Isolation from Zero Divide 2, composed by Hideyuki Shimono and Akihito Okawa. This is a game I have not actually played, but came recommended to me from Carlito Zan, who listens to this podcast and has been very supportive of it and is pretty active in the VGM podcast world. Thank you, Carlito. Second is a track I'm either seeing titled Midnight Greenhouse or Botanic Base. It comes from Knuckles Chaotix and was composed by Junko Shiratsu and Mariko Nanba. Third is Heavy Hitters from Final Fight 3. You're in the city now and you're starting to get that city vibe a little more strongly. It's composed by Katsunari Kitajima. Fourth is Imbalance Kiss from a Genesis game titled Yu Yu Hakusho Makyotoitsusen. I don't know why that was so hard to get through. I get through the names pretty easily, but this one really threw me. I know nothing about this game. I think I heard it on Legacy Music Hour months ago and thought it fit. It was composed by Hiro Takahashi. And then finally, a track from Double Dragon 2, The Revenge, the arcade version of that game. It is just titled Heliport, and it's composed by Kazunaka Yamane.
Down.
And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this little experiment and my best effort to deliver on a promise I made in a previous podcast episode. Of course, anything you say in a podcast is legally obligatory, so I had no choice but to make this. I wanted to do the best I possibly could, given the restraints. What tracks would you have put on a Sunset Drive episode? I'd be curious to know what I might have missed out. And if I'm doing this for a fourth time, what the hell do I do? Moonlight Drive again? Mid-afternoon drive? I've already said that driving in the morning is awful and I don't even want to hear what that music would sound like, but I'm down to do another one if anyone can give me a good enough idea. Please tell me. The easiest way to get a hold of me is on Twitter, either at Drew Chimacki, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at Singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can also get a hold of me through Facebook. Just search for Singing Mountain and click on the one that is not a bakery. Or you can go to singingmountainpod.com, where you can also listen to every previous episode of this show. Singing Mountain is available basically anywhere you'd normally find a podcast, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and, you know, the other places. Please, regardless of what service you use to listen to Singing Mountain, give me a rate and review. I may read it in a future episode. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast. Table Cakes is a Los Angeles-based podcast network, and you can learn about all the other shows on this network by going to tablecakes.com. I guess to conclude the little narrative of you driving through a sunset into a city at night, it turns out you're driving to a dance club because the last track in this episode is a surprisingly dancey one that comes from a soccer game of all places. I don't know why it ended up being a bunch of sports music that I ended up feeling, but it also might be that I pretty much ignored it as a genre all this time, so most of it is new to me, and I might just be surprised about how different composers make music for tennis or soccer or whatever other game you're playing on a console rather than playing in real life. The track is European Stars, which I believe is the theme for the European team in the video game European Club Soccer. It was composed by Matt Furness, who's one of the two Western composers in this episode, and he's good. He's done dancey things before, and this one's not an exception. I don't know why Euro Team gets such a discotastic song, but maybe Furness decided that they're all Euro Disco fans at heart and just catered to that. It's a great composition, and so you're driving into the city at night, you might as well be doing it for something fun. So here's that track. Enjoy, and see ya.
a Table Cakes production.